Well, goodness me, Nigel, that was a real kick in the teeth for the Blades at the end there.
Yeah, it was, yeah, 88 minutes, and you 1-0 up at home, certainly shouldn't lose the game. Conceded two unbelievably poor goals.
It all seemed as though the job had been sealed, hadn't it? And the Blades almost seemed to take their foot off the gas to let Peterborough back into the game.
No, we didn't take our foot off. We were effectively down to 10 men because Ryan Flynn's struggling with his hamstring. So we'd made our three substitutions in order to try and win the game. And then somebody gets injured. Not much you can do about that.
The goal that ultimately won it came from a mistake, didn't it? I mean, the equalising goal, you know, a long way out, I suppose, not a great deal you can do about that, but I'm sure you've got big issues for their winner.
Yeah, it's three mistakes. You know, we lose the header, we lose the second challenge, and then Bob Harris doesn't come and clear everything out as well. So three defensive errors for the one goal. You know, it would have been bad enough drawing the game tonight, but to lose it in those circumstances, we shouldn't be losing that game tonight.
Where does this leave things in terms of automatic promotion now? Is that it done?
No, it leaves it as a big missed opportunity with the other results tonight. Preston have got an equaliser in the 94th minute or something, but 3 points tonight would have put some pressure on them. Even a draw would have been as we were, with the others losing as well. But if the others are going to slip up, then we have to be there to take advantage, and we haven't done that tonight.
Having taken the lead, and perhaps even at times in the first half, a lot of what the Blades were able to conjure up was from distance, wasn't it?
Yep, didn't think there was many chances in the game tonight, generally speaking. I thought we got into some good positions again. Bob Harris put a brilliant ball across first half, and Matty Doan should be scoring, just got ahead of it, which he shouldn't. But no, it was a slog tonight, but that's sometimes you have to do it, you have to grind it out, but you see the game through at 1-0.
I suppose both you and your counterpart at Peterborough might say their goals came from nothing. Even Doan's goal was a forced mistake, ultimately, from
their
defender.
Yeah, and then he's got no choice but to hit it. But it's a brilliant header in the end to get us that 1-0 lead. We don't intentionally sit back then, but when you do go down effectively 10 men, it is difficult.
Do you get the ripple of boos at the end from some of the supporters? Because it just seemed as though so frustrating tonight that game and Peterborough were there for the taking.
Yeah, they were. That's why I think we missed our chances in the first half to go to really play with a little bit more energy. We didn't seem to have that. It was a little bit flat from the start, and I think if we'd have just upped the tempo in the first half, we'd have gone in ahead.
Can you put your finger on why it was flat there?
Yeah, got all the games we've had, probably. You know, just one of those games and a long trip Saturday. It takes its toll in the end, and we just didn't quite have that spark. And then the one or two, I didn't think the subs were very good tonight. Not Kieran Freeman, who came on late, but I don't think Reedy or Jason Holt were very good tonight. And also Mark McNulty, we've had to bring him off because he wasn't very good after an hour. And then Matty Doan shattered, Paul Coots is ill, they're enforced. But Mark McNulty's got his chance tonight and didn't take it.
So a few players need to step back up to the plate then at the weekend then, don't they?
Yeah, that's it. We start again Saturday. Still got 13 games to go. And we're still trying to put pressure on the top two.
So Coots then, he was unwell, yeah. Did I catch that? So what's happened to him? What's the matter with him?
He's just had a bug or a virus or something. He felt it a little bit rough after Saturday. And then he looked shocking at half time. So no choice but to bring him off.
Do you know what the longer-term prognosis is with Kennedy yet as we look forward and Howard possibly being around at the weekend?
It's relatively good news for Terry Kennedy. We think he's going to be about 4 weeks, something like that, which we were fearing it could be sort of 6 months. But he's got a very slight nick in his cartilage, what little there is left in his knee. So we're hoping a couple of weeks' rest and then he'll start after 2 weeks building up again.
And Howard?
Yeah, he's done a bit of training, but it's still quite sore. I would think we're probably looking for him to do some training next week, early next week, with a view to being involved in 10 days' time.
So frustrating tonight. I mean, I suppose the overall picture is you're on a healthy run, but you need to match that again and better it, don't you?
We do, yeah. And, you know, even keep the unbeaten run going. To get a draw, you know, we'd have been ultimately very disappointed with a 1-1 tonight, but even more so with a defeat, you know, and they've got to learn to see games out better than that.